too many things going on one time this time of year, you know. Sukkot is too close to Yom Kippur. I got to order the Simchas Torah dinner like today, you know, because it's too much. Okay, we now are, okay, I've got to back it up. I've jumped ahead. Okay, we're in the next part of the Mishnah. Needs a lot of introduction. It's called Ibur HaChodesh Bishlosho, which in English is the intercalation of a day into the month, must have a quart of three. So let's explain a little bit here. There's lots of footnotes. I'm going to say most of it outside, a little bit inside. Okay, let's start off. There is a imbalance between the solar year and the lunar year. The solar year, we know, is 365 and a quarter days. And that quarter creates problems. Okay? And the lunar month, look, I'm just skipping to the parts you have to see. The lunar month, the synodic month, lasts precisely 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. Now, what's a chalok? In the Talmudic systems, the hour is divided into 1,080 parts. So if you take like that, that's an hour. So listen like this, an hour. An hour has 60 minutes, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, times 60 seconds is 3,600 seconds. Okay, so it's divided up. So you take that, and if you divide that by 1,080 parts, so every part is 3 1/3 seconds. That's how precise. They didn't divide it by seconds. They divided it by chalokim. All right. So you got how many? So 1,080 chalokim as opposed to 3,600 seconds, which is more precise. Each chelek equals 3 1/3 minutes. So 793 is 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. So the synodic month is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. That's the average time. That is the time that the moon has to rotate, go once around the earth. Well, in a way, whatever. Anyway, but their analysis of the month was very accurate. Okay, now the problem is, so how long can the Jewish month be? Well, you can't make a month 29 and a half days. It's got to be a full day. You can't make it less. So what are you going to do? Well, it's pretty close to 29 and a half, so we could say, well, let's do this. Every other month we'll rotate. You know, one will be 29 days, it won't be 30 days. Can't do that because it's not just 29 and a half. We've added 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. So that's going to create a real major problem. All right? So therefore, what they have to do is that we've got to have some months are 20 days and some months... What did I say, 20? I meant... Okay. Got too many things on my mind. Some months are 29 days, and some are 30. All right? Now, when it's called 30, that's the word you need to know. It's like the month is pregnant. That's the wording we use, pregnant. And in Hebrew, the word for pregnant is me'ubar. A woman who is a pregnant woman is a me'uberet. So either the month is pregnant or it's not pregnant. So the Jewish month, or other words, if it's 29 days, we call it a chaser. It's lacking, because it's certainly less than a real month, which is 29 and a half days. If it's 30 days, it's called male. It's full, meaning to say it's meuberes, it's pregnant. Okay? Now, all right. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss the procedure. Now, the English word intercalation really is a fancy word that means adding a 30th day to the month. So if it's 29 and we have to do something to make it 30. All right? You have to do something to make it 30. That is called intercalate. Okay? Ibur Chodesh means intercalate, to add it to the month. There's also another concept that we're not talking about now, we'll talk about later, is to intercalate a year. When you have to have a 13th month, that's the same idea. You're stooping in. I guess that's the English word. Intercalate means to stoop in. I don't know. I don't know what the English word means. You could look on your computers. Intercalate. Besides this, I never heard of the word. But it means you're adding a day. Normal, it's 29. You're pushing in another day. That's 30. So it's saying, so when you want to... Now, you just can't... There's got to be a procedure how we go about doing this. So right now... It says the ibur, the intercalation, the adding of the day, has to have three judges. Okay, now, we don't yet know the whole procedures involved, and that's what's going to make it tricky, and on top of that, there's going to be four different opinions on this, so we're just going to get our feet wet today. So the Gemara now makes an observation. I'll tell you in advance, there are three steps that are involved in making a new month, and especially if you're trying to decide if it's 29 or 30 days. So the wording the Mishnah used was ibur. Ibur, that we have right here, is to intercalate. There's two other parts. One is called chishuv. You got to make the calculations. You have to sit down. You got to calculate these things. And the calculation, we'll see, depends on many, many factors. So there's calculation. Then there's actually saying you're going to put an extra day in. And then there's a third thing that's called Kiddush HaChodesh, that's sanctifying the new month. That's a third thing that has to figure in. In other words, what?
You want to hear the definition?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you spelled it correctly. That was good.
Well, I was waiting for you to turn it.
Okay.
Intercalate. So it's a verb, and it means intercalate.
I'm sorry, interpolate? What did you say after that?
Intercalary period in a calendar.
Shkoyach, you gotta look up intercalary.
And then a second definition is interesting. Insert something between layers in a crystal lattice.
Okay, so you're inserting.
So
why can't I just say insert? You know, push it English.
Intercalate is formed from the Latin prefix inter, meaning between or among, and the Latin verb calare, calare, meaning to proclaim or to call. It was originally associated with proclaiming the addition of a day of
month. The food.
Yes, please. We could have it for Koilo tonight.
Okay, great.
The guys will be really happy. If they have it for Koilo, they're going to yum yum.
Yeah. It's originally associated with proclaiming the addition of a day or month in the calendar.
Would Goyim do this? Do you ever know when the non-Jews would add a day to the month?
Well,
so it's insert.
It's reversible insertion or insertion of a molecule or ion into compound.
Okay, so inter means insert, and calate is what?
Proclaim.
So
insert and proclaim.
Okay.
So maybe it's like the leap year. Like when Tony was 21.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, Shkoyach, Mark.
Yeah, and there are a lot of books on the table, so you know boxes. I'm typing some from the office down and where they are.
No boxes.
Okay. Sneer, you said you had some boxes, no?
I have boxes from my office.
How many boxes do we need?
Probably about five, six.
How did we run out of boxes?
I don't know.
Because we had the bigger ones that we threw out.
Can you bring five boxes to Mincha?
I'll try to Mincha. To Mincha tomorrow.
Okay, Shkoyach, thank you. Okay, anyway, so now we're going to see there's three steps here. There is the calculation. You have to first calculate all this to know what you should be doing. Second step is, okay, we're going to insert the day. And the third thing is a concept, you've got to sanctify Rosh Chodesh. Now, when you're intercalating a day, that day is not going to be a holy day. In other words, you go 29 days. Now, the big question is, what's day 30? It's going to be one of two things. Either it is day 30 of the old month, and we're going to intercalate it in, going to, now we're talking fancy now. We're going to insert it and proclaim, insert it as the 30th day, but it doesn't carry any sanctity itself at all because it's part of the old month. And then will come the next day, which is the Rosh Chodesh, which is the beginning of the new month. That needs a proclamation. Needs a proclamation. So if it's a 29 day month, then day if the proclamation depends on citing the new the new moon, and we'll talk about that. So you proclaim that as Rosh Chodesh. The proclaimed day is always day one. The fact we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, don't let that confuse you at all to what's going on. I don't want to get into that now at all. Not now. It's not germane for now. Let's leave it. But as far in the days of the Talmud, days of the Beis HaMikdash, and when we had we were Mekadesh Chodesh, there was only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. That's all. That meant Rosh Chodesh was always the first day of the new month. The only variable was the old month 29 or was it 30 days? So you've got a few ideas happening at the same time, sort of. You're inserting a day in the old month and proclaiming Rosh Chodesh of the new month. And obviously there's overlap because it depends if you're extending the day or not. If you're not extending it, then, you know, instead of day 30 being day 30, that becomes day 1 instead of day 30. So well, it's all going to unfold with all the commentary that we have to do. I'm just telling you. Then the days of the Talmud, whenever, there was no such thing as 2. None. So there's, okay, you have chishuv, which is calculations, right? And you have to calculate, you just don't whip out and say, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, you have to calculate it. To ibur, intercalating a day into the old month, and kiddush, sanctifying the beginning of the new month. Those are 3 steps, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Hang on. What if it's a cloudy day? Let's see. It's all going to get explained. So let's just go ahead. Let me go ahead. Ibur. So look at the wording. The wording of the Mishnah was Ibur HaChodesh. That was the word. The Gemara already picks up on that and saying, what did the Mishnah say? And more importantly, what did the Mishnah not say? So the Gemara says, Chishuv, calculating, lo ketani. The Mishnah did not say that calculating is done with 3 judges. All right? Now, there has to be calculations whether we had a day or not. Now, here's the explanation. At the end of every month, the court is charged with deciding which day is to be Rosh Chodesh of the following month. It can fix either the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, in which case the previous month has only 29 days and is a short month, or it can decide the 31st, in which case the previous month is a full month of 30 days. Given that a lunar month is approximately 20 and a half days long and that months must consist of whole days, it might seem correct to establish a calendar that simply alternates between full and short months. Already talked about that, but we said that's impossible. Why? There are a number of reasons. First, we're commanded to perform. We have to perform a service called Kiddush HaChodesh based al pi re'iyah, based on the sighting of the new moon. Okay? Now, this method of Kiddush HaChodesh is no longer in effect today. For an explanation of why it's abolished, look somewhere else. Now, the new moon, we're going in the old days, the new moon cannot be sighted on Earth until several hours after the Molad. In other words, the moon is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Then it's invisible right at the end of the month. Now, when the new month starts, you don't know it, but it starts even before you see anything. Because the molad comes from the word to give birth. So the new moon has to be born. But when it's initially born, you can't see it. It's way too skinny. And it could be in the day a lot of times. So it's going to be a few hours. You can't see the new moon till a few hours after the molad happens. Look, the molad, this refers to the precise moment at which the moon completes its revolution on the earth, begun the previous month, and begins a new revolution. At that exact point, The Molad, you cannot see the new moon yet. It's going to be a couple hours till that first sliver is identifiable. Therefore, the Kohen must rely on the testimony of two witnesses who saw the new moon sometime after the Molad. This sometimes makes it impossible to fix Rosh Chodesh at the beginning of the lunar month. For if no witnesses appear on the 30th day, Rosh Chodesh is postponed to the 31st, regardless of when the lunar month begins. So let's say, for example, 29 days have passed. Okay, now again, and they have to keep the Cheshbon, you know, it's not based on days, because they're keeping track of when the last Molad was. It could be somewhere in the middle of the afternoon, right? So that we can't, we have to wait. So let's say we counted 29, it's the 29th day of the month, okay? Now, tonight begins the 30th. This is the beginning of the 30th. They may not see any, and they got the whole, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, depending what time of year, of dark hours to see. You can't see the moon of the day. Last time I checked, it's really hard. Beginning of the day, but not in the middle of the day. So you only got about, maximum, about 12 hours where it's even possible to see the moon. So if the Molad is late in the evening, you know, it means when the moon could have been seen, it's daytime and they can't see it. So although mathematically we could say that it's the new month, but we can't see the new month, so therefore it's going to be a 30 day. By the 31st day, for sure, that's already a day afterwards, you could see the moon. And that you'll be, but we'll see, you won't have to really do anything because it's automatic. Remember, if they don't see it on day 30, so if they see it on day 30 at night, they say, you know what, now it's not day 30, it's day 1. And they come in, I see it's kind of backwards. In other words, they're at night, and now the next morning, they can't come to court at night, they have to come to court in the day. So the next day, Bezin didn't know themselves if it's Rosh Chodesh. They don't know what's going on. They assume it's the 30th day.
Well, it could be the second day.
But then again, on the other hand, they know all their calculations. They know, they were great scientists. They knew in their minds, in their math, exactly when the Molad was. But the Torah says, doesn't care what you know, you got to see the moon.
So
you
don't see it. What did they do in Shacharis? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that was a big problem. They didn't know what to do. It was a big problem. That's another mesechta for another issue. All right? So you didn't know when Rosh... So you'd convene early. You'd convene early. But but that's when it would be Rosh Chodesh. If nobody came, then they knew. If nobody showed up, they knew that today is day 30. And now they don't need anybody to come now. You don't need anybody, and you automatically know that it's Rosh Chodesh the next day, for that's for sure. Okay? So now, so this is all this calculation. So number one, we say you can't just go every other month because we have to sanctify it. That's number one. It's got to be viewed and brought to Bezin, and Bezin sanctifies it. The Torah says it has to be done. So that's why we can't go, we'll make 1 month 29, 1 month 30. That's one reason. Second reason we can't do it. Second, the court sometimes found it necessary to extend the month for reasons unrelated to astronomical calculation. Other things about the calendar, when Yom Kippur would come out. They don't want, Yom Kippur cannot come out on a certain day. It just doesn't work because then we can't be on a Friday, can't be on a Sunday. It's just not possible. So they when they know that, so the month before already, they're going to say, you know, whatever it is, we got to make the Rosh Chodesh this day. That's all.
And if you do that,
even without witnesses,
it might not be the new moon.
Well, so they go later. They go later. It goes later. It goes later. They can only, you can fudge one day.
You can always do it later.
That's right. Just do it later.
Do all the extra buttons later.
Right.
Even though it's not the first day?
That's why you notice sometimes the Nolad is a little bit ahead, a little bit behind. We'll see. Okay, we'll have to leave this all. It's all from Maseches Rosh Hashanah. This is all. I don't want to get too much into this. Now, look, even if the court wanted to extend the month to 30 days for one of these reasons, however, they did not completely dispense with astronomical calculations. So there's a third calculation involved. The first, so what happens? They first calculated whether it was proper for them to declare a 30-day month. Okay? So therefore, he says, a Mishneh Erechin clarifies this point. Mishneh Erechin states that we do not... So you see there's a lot of things to calculate, and you need smart rabbis to make these calculations.
How come only three? Isn't it for the whole country?
Doesn't matter. Three's enough. How come? You'll have to find a source in the Torah. We'll have to get to that. But it's three. That's all. Listen, we have three people who give you ashes, according to one rabbi. That's pretty strict, right?
All of the countries...
But there's only so much you need to do, right? So now, the Mishneh Erechin states, look at this, we do not extend more than 8 months during any given year. In other words, in a 12-month year, you can only have 8 full months, never more than 8. Why? And where it elaborates. If 9 or more months in 1 year were full months, then the molad of the last of the year might well precede the day celebrated as Rosh Chodesh by 3 full days. In other words, you know, you're going to be off. You can be off. You can celebrate Rosh Chodesh after the molad happens. But the rule is it can't be more than 3 days after, for all kinds of reasons in Rosh Hashanah over there, right? So therefore, you can only have so many full months, because, and now they make the calculations. So let's say, assume you had 9 full and 3 short. Now look what happens. So if you have 9 full and 3 short, well, 3 short and 3 full, they can be put together, because that's accurate, because it's the half is combined with them.
Yeah.
But what do you got still left? You got the other 6 that are not paired. And when you got 6, that leaves 6 full days. Now each 30-day calendar is almost half a day, longer than the actual year. By the end of the year, then the molad would precede the beginning of the calendar year by 3 full days. Since the month's Jewish calendar are based on lunar cycle, people would not understand why Rosh Chodesh fell 3 days after the molad. They would think that there was a mistake in the calendar. To avoid this problem, the court extends no more than 8 months per year. Okay? For a similar reason, the court calculates the forthcoming molad before deciding to extend any month, even if there had not yet been 8 full months during the year. If declaring a 30-day month would postpone Rosh Chodesh until 3 days after the molad, they do not extend the month. So you already see there's a myriad of calculations involved. First of all, they're saying they knew scientifically in advance when the real molad was. But aside from that, the Torah says you got to have a visual sighting, if at all possible, and that's going to be part of all the machlokas in here. Okay. Question, why do you need a visual sighting if you already make the first day 30 days and the next one's going to be 1 automatically? Then what's the point of the visual sighting? Right? So it's going to be a big machlokas in these rabbis exactly when you need to have visual sighting or not. Okay? But, and if they see that, if they know, well, we already made 8 full months in this year, and the next one's coming up, they say, we're not even going to calculate anything. This has got to be a short month. Because we already know we're ahead of the we're way ahead of the molad. We're like 2 days ahead of the Rosh Chodesh. It's 2 days after the molad, right? They knew from the last month that Rosh Chodesh was, let's say, 2 days after the molad. And they say, wait a minute, if we're going to do this again, it's going to be 3. So right away they say, forget it. We're not interested. It's 29-day month. We sanctify the 30th day, even without a visual sight. You can begin to see how complex and complicated. Just wait, we have to do the Rambam on this, okay? Just wait. All right? So, therefore, one of this whole process is called Chishuv, the calculations. Now, do you think you'd need 3 rabbis for that, maybe? Do you think it's complicated enough? Is it any less complicated than adjudicating a difficult court case? Right? But the Mishnah did not say it. What did they say? They said Ibor. The actual intercalation itself. The intercalation comes after the calculation. Remember, step one is you just make all the calculations. Then you say, well, based on the calculations, either yes, we would intercalate, or no, we're not go, or we'll wait to see what the witnesses say, whatever. But they have to do the cheshbon. Then there is another thing called, okay, we're intercalating the day. We've made a decision. This is going to be a 30-day month. So the Mishnah said specifically, you need 3 for what? For for the intercalating part, but the chishuv, the calculation, lo katan. The Mishnah didn't say you need three for that. It didn't say anything. We don't know. They didn't say anything. Okay? So that's going to be an issue. Number two, also, kiddush lo katani. They didn't mention anything about the actual sanctification of Rosh Chodesh. The actual, you do have to sanctify Rosh Chodesh. That, we know, has to be. Benson has to say, the first day of this month is a holy day. This is Rosh Chodesh. How many people you need for it? Misha didn't say. So the Gemara has made this observation. The only thing it did say was, Ella Ibor. Rather, the Mishnah teaches about intercalation itself, that the court declares that it performed intercalation. You need a court of three to announce that we have intercalated and made this a 30-day month. Now, here's the assumption of the Gemara at this point in the game. The Gemara now assumes that when a court extends a month, and this is going to see, this is going to be under debate, it's going to be debated. This is what the Gemara is assuming just by looking at the Mishnah. When a court extends a month, a court of three must declare on the 30th day after the previous Rosh Chodesh. They say, this month has been extended by one day. That's what Gemara thought the Mishnah was saying. Yeah. You intercalate with three judges. Now, what are the three judges doing? What do you intercalate? You are making an announcement. You're saying, we announce, we declare, today is day 30. We've made this a full month. That day is then considered the 30th day of the previous month, and the new calendar month begins on the following day. That's what the Gemara assumed is what the Mishnah said. Now, that may not mean, that's certainly not going to be what the ending is, according to most answers.
That's not sanctifying?
No, that's going to be the question that's going to come up in 1 second. In 1 second, the question's coming up. Right? But that Gemara thinks, because they were very particular on the wording, it said the intercalation is with three. Now, it could have said the calculations necessary. Didn't say that. It could have said sanctifying the new month. Didn't say that. Right? It said the inter... Now, right now, I said, what does that mean? Well, if you need three judges, I mean, right now, the only thing they could think of is they guess the three of them get up and they make an announcement. We now hereby intercalate this as the 30th day of the month. Right, that is what the Gemara assumes the Mishnah means. To which the Gemara is going to ask a simple question. And what would the simple question be? So Gemara asks, so lo liktisha umamele liaber. Let's not sanctify the 30th day as if we don't sanctify the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, then guess what? Isn't it an automatic that it becomes intercalated? So what do you need to have an announcement for? Whereas the Gemara is asking, why do you have to ever announce an intercalated month? Do nothing. Just let it go. In other words, you come to day, listen, do we have to announce that day 28 was day 28? Once you say today is Rosh Chodesh, we start counting. Every day we know what it is, right? 28, we know that what 29 is also. You don't have to say anything about 29. So let's just say, until we do or say anything, just let it go, which would seem to be the most sense. What do you got to intercalate anything? What do you have to not? I agree, you have to make calculations. I agree to that. But why do you got to have three people to intercalate? If you're going to make it 30 days, right? That means automatically the 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So let's just do nothing. And by doing nothing, what will happen? Day 30 is just day 30. It doesn't have any sanctity, so we don't need, you're not making it holy or anything. I understand why you need judges to announce the new month, because you're investing holiness into it. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. But to make a 30th day is really not making, it's just doing nothing. So do nothing. There's no sanctity of the 30th day of the month. It's just a regular day. So therefore, just do nothing. That's what he says. If the court sanctifies the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh of the coming month, the 30th is considered part of the previous month by default. This makes the previous month a 30-day month without any declaration. So the Gemara assumed that when the Mishnah says you need three people for intercalating the month, they assumed it is an announcement, a declaration, saying, what do you got to declare a 30th day for? It's not holy. Do nothing. Wait till you sanctify the new month, and we'll know it's a 30th day by doing nothing. Why do you have to do anything? And that is the Gemara's question. Is that clear? I mean, clearly, here's the question. We're going to stop here. Why? Because we've gone 30 minutes, A. Yeah. B, every answer is complicated. So I can't give you 2 minutes and do the answer. But that is the question. So Mirz Hashem, on next Wednesday, we will probably need two. But no, you have some of the ideas right. I don't have to review those. We'll just review the question. But then
auto question. If you use default, you basically...